In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you were to take the commandments, numbering 10 in total, of the commandments which the Lord gave unto the Israelites, which one would you say would be the most important of these commandments? I'm not talking about the commandment where our Lord summarizes everything when he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. What commandment of the 10 commandments is indeed the most important? Some of you would probably say the first commandment, you shall have no strange gods. Again, in this, you would miss the mark. What would be the greatest of the commandments? It's what our Lord is speaking about here within the gospel. He's saying that it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but rather that which comes out from him. What our Lord is asking of you and I to do here is not to pay so much attention to the outward acts of the body, though they be important, but rather to go to the raíz, go to the roots. Go to the roots of where our sins come from. Oftentimes, when we go to confession, we're merely dealing with the symptoms. We're saying, I failed in this way. I did this thing. I spoke this way about somebody. I struck my brother. I was unkind to my sister. Over and over again, when I was at the grocery store, I took something, it wasn't checked out, and I didn't notify them. I figured it was just a gift right there, and I didn't go back. Again and again, over and over again, we say that these are the things that are going on within my life, but and we leave them at that, rather than getting to the root of where the sin is. The root of each one of these sins is not in the action outwardly performed, is what is going on within the heart. What is the thing which has driven you and I to fall by that sin? What is wrong inside of me that caused me to reach for that thing which didn't belong to me? What is going on within my heart that made me feel justified in saying such and such about so and so? Because after all, they're the ones who started it. What is the perversion in my heart that led me to think that it was all right, even for a moment, to engage in that private sin? The Lord desires you and I to get to the heart of the matter. What is wrong in my heart? And so where do we begin? The gospel in another place says that it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth does speak. And so it is in these matters that we must treat all the more carefully. I began by asking, what of the Ten Commandments is the most important to keep? If you keep this commandment, you will not fall by any of the others. Those are the last two commandments, 9 and 10. Those are the commandments of the heart. That is where we are commanded to guard not what our exterior actions do, but most certainly, what are the interior actions of the heart? Our covetousness, our reaching for those things which do not belong to us, our desires to go beyond ourselves, to check our hearts. We need to check our hearts. It is from this that arises my desire to steal, because I've already coveted that thing within my heart. It is because I have a discontentment with the relationships that I have here and think that somebody else has it better, and so that's why I find it so much easier to speak about them, to say bad things about them, to lessen their friend status, or to seek to sway theirs over to my side. It is out of these covetousnesses of the hearts, and so if you and I stop those things which deal with the heart, deal with the mind, deal with those things that proceed within our thought lives, then we will not fall by these sins. Every sin which you commit with the exterior actions of your body proceeds first from a thought. And where are the origins of those thoughts? Have to do with the desires of the heart, which when they have gone awry, create all sorts of thoughts, and then we begin to move from them. Maybe you're to say, Father, that is not true. I know that certain times I do fail by sins which do not proceed by my thoughts. I find myself that I have already done a sin and I didn't think about it at all. This is to be too simplistic to say such a thing. For in truth, everything that we've done is a result of a thought which we have had. Whether we had it in the moment or not is not the important thing. It is that we have dwelt upon the thing often and long enough in the prior so that it became a natural product of the situation in which we placed ourselves. Because the thought was cogitated upon too long before, because the thing in the heart was not dealt with in the right way. And so we ask our Lord at this time to purify our hearts, to point out to us those things which exist within the heart of ourselves that lead us astray, so we need not deal merely with the symptoms when we go to God for acts of penance, but so that we can really begin to root out the things. Is that not what our Lord spoke about within the gospel? Turning to his disciples, They said, the disciples said to him, and do you not know that when they heard the words that you were speaking, the Pharisees, they were scandalized. And he answered them, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted, it shall be uprooted. That is our Lord prophesying that anything which does not proceed from the planting which the Lord does, God does, which is through his own word, must be uprooted, must be pulled out a la raíz, from the very root itself. And only by that shall the vices which proceed in every which way from a person really be dealt with. Do you know what the root of your sins are? Do you know where they have burrowed into your thoughts? Do you know where they really exist within the disordered passions of your heart? If you do not know where those things lie, to whom shall we go? You go to Our Lady. Go directly to Our Lady. Pray as the Church has taught for so many centuries. Pray the Chaplet of Our Lady of Sorrows. She says, as the first promise of those who are faithful to the devotion to her most dolorous heart, that so as that sword pierced my heart, that it might be the revealing of many, is speaking particularly about your particular vices. You know not whence they hail or what the root of that sin is or how to cut it out. You go to Our Lady with devotion to her sorrows, laying hold of that first of her sorrows, which is dealt with within the scriptures there. And you will find she will expose to you the root of that sin. While at the same time, as a good mother, she will always provide for you the path and the way to root it out in its entirety. Our Lady is the uprooter of all vices. And so to her we can fly for our protection, that we might be free from all sins, not just the symptoms, but even down to the root. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.